بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. Dieser Video ist auf Hazrat Shaki Muhammad Al-Qasab Rahmatullah Ali. This poem is entitled Jamu Mina Ki Hai Farawani. Jis pe hota hai fazl-e rahmani तर्क करता है कार शैतानी जिस पे होता है फजल रहमानी तर्क करता है कार शैतानी दोस्त तो दर्द दिल की दौलत को दिल में पाते हैं सिर्फ रब्बानी दोस्त तो दर्द दिल की दौलत को दिल में पाते हैं सिर्फ रब्बानी हाँ मेरे दर्द अहल निस्बत को خلق کہتی ہے دل سے یزدانی شیخ کامل سے جو ہے مستغنی پائے گا کیسے ذل رحمانی جس پہ ہوتا ہے فضل رحمانی ترك کرتا ہے کار شیطانی فسق کرتا ہے دور منزل سے پیر تیرا ہو گر چلا ثانی فسق کرتا ہے دور منزل سے پیر تیرا ہو گر چلا ثانی فیض مرشد کی یہ کرامت ہے فیض مرشد کی یہ کرامت ہے کوئی رومی ہے کوئی خاقانی جس پہ ہوتا ہے فضل رحمانی ترک کرتا ہے کار شیطانی مست رکھتی ہے سارے عالم سے دل میں لذت درد پنہانی کیا حلاوت ہے اس کے جینے میں جس کو ملتا ہے جام عرفانی میر میرے دل شکستہ میں میر میرے دل شکستہ میں جام و مینا کی ہے فراوانی رنگ دیکھو تو بزم عارف کا کیسی مستی ہے کیسی جولانی رنگ دیکھو تو بزم عارف کا کیسی مستی ہے کیسی جولانی جس پہ ہوتا ہے فضل رحمانی ترک کرتا ہے کار شیطانی رشک کرتے ہیں اہل ساحل سب دیکھ کر موج دل کی طغیانی رند پاتا ہے خانقاہوں سے رند پاتے ہیں خانقاہوں سے اپنے امام کیف احسانی، جس پہ ہوتا ہے فضل رحمانی، ترک کرتا ہے کار شیطانی، جب ملا درد خون حسرت سے، جب ملا درد خون حسرت سے، کیا کہوں اس کا ذوق ایمانی، صحبت اہل دل کی برکت سے، صحبت اہل دل کی برکت سے، دل میں اختر ہے کیسی تابانی، جس پہ ہوتا ہے فضل رحمانی، ترک کرتا ہے کار شیطانی.
الحمد لله وكفى وسلام على عباده الذين اصطفى، أما بعد، فقد قال الله تبارك وتعالى: أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم، بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم: يا أيها الذين آمنوا اتقوا الله وكونوا مع الصادقين. This very important and very basic as far as Khanqa Islah is concerned, the subjects which are discussed in here. Jam Umina ki hai farawani. Jam Umina, the glass and the jug, there is an abundance of it. Like for the wine of the love of Allah. There is an abundance of the wine of the love of Allah, that a person gets intoxicated with the love of Allah tabarak wa ta'ala. آگے آ جائے پڑیں گے. تو دس ہیپنس، حضرت ایکسپلینس، ول ٹرائی اینڈ بی شارٹ. جس پہ ہوتا ہے فضل رحمانی، آن ہوم اللہ تعالیٰ فضل کمز ڈاؤن. مینی پیپل وین فار ایگزامپل دنیاز لائف از کیرنگ آن ویل، دس اے لاٹ آف اللہ فضل. دے میجر اٹ وتھ آور دنیاز لائف، یور انکم، یور ہیلتھ، یور ہاؤس، تھنگس آر گوئنگ اسموتھ. Allah's fazl, that is Allah's fazl, no doubt. Many people will regard it with regard to nafil ibadat. Person has got tawfiq of doing tahajjud, nafil rozas, nafil namazas. Allah's lot of fazl on, which is also. But the real is tark karta hai kar shaitani. When a person gives up the gunas, that is really when Allah's fazl is on a person. So that is what we have to strive for, that we give up gunas. Otherwise, Allah Ta'ala can test us in various ways. For example, dunya's things Allah Ta'ala gives in abundance. What's the ayat in 7th surah? فَلَمَّا نَسُوا مَا ذُكِّرُوا بِهِ فَتَحْنَا عَلَيْهِمْ أَبْوَابَ كُلِّ شَيْءٍ. Then when they forgot what we had informed them, then we opened the doors of everything upon them. So Allah gives you a lot of dunya also. Also, otherwise a person may be making lot of nafil ibadat, but he's not staying away from haram, he's not staying away from the TV, he's not staying away in the house from, he's not making proper parda, but who he has to make, talking with other women in the business, etc. So the real fazl of Allah on a person is when he's giving up sins. And whether it is ghibat, whether it is the guna of the eyes, guna of the heart, all these gunas, that a person has to strive that he gives up these sins. Dosto dard dil ki daulat ko, oh my friends, this treasure of the love of Allah tabarak wa ta'ala, dil mein paate hai sirf rabbani. Only those people find it in their hearts who have become Allah wala. That is, not just by looking and he looks like a big Allah wala, but in reality, the person has become, he's connected with Allah ta'ala. And that also we can check for ourselves whenever there is any happiness or any problem. Does our mind go straight to Allah or where does it go? A person who is connected with Allah, he immediately, like today you have a problem, whatever it might be, you got a puncture, whatever, take out your cell phone, you phone somebody. But did you phone Allah before that? That you ask Allah for His help. That is a sign that we have got connection with Allah tabarak wa ta'ala. That person will find the treasure of the love of Allah in his heart. That person who gets connected, who is connected with Allah ta'ala. Hamile darde ehle nisbat ko. The people who carry that love of Allah tabarak ta'ala, khalq kehti hai dil se yazdani. The people, they testify to that person from their heart that this is a Allah wala. So when you have got that, Allah makes it that even non-Muslims start respecting such a person. And they also feel that this is an Allah wala. Shaykh Kamil se jo hai mustagni. And a person who is independent, who stays away and doesn't make connection and doesn't keep connection with his Shaykh Kamil, paiga kaise zille rahmani? How will he find the mercy of Allah tabarak wa ta'ala? Allah has made it such that Allah is alone the dua. But for example, Allah sent all the Anbiya alayhimu salatu wasalam, He sent Rasul Kareem sallallahu alayhi wasalam. A person who doesn't connect with Rasul sallallahu alayhi wasalam, how is he going to connect with Allah ta'ala? In the same way, a person who doesn't connect with a sheikh, and a sheikh a kamil, a correct sheikh, how is he going to get the mercy of Allah ta'ala? Abdurrahman, dekho wo pankha on hai. How is he going to connect to Allah tabaraka ta'ala? Fisk karta hai dur manzil se. This is a very important aspect here, that sins distance a person from his destination to reach Allah Ta'ala. Sins will block him from reaching Allah Ta'ala. Peer tera ho garche la thani. Even if your sheikh is, there is no second to him. He's the greatest sheikh in the world also. But if you are not abstaining from sins, you won't reach your destination. The usual example we give, that a sugar patient, for example, is hospitalized, he's under strict observation, and they're giving him his medication, everything, but he's pulling the blanket over him and eating chocolates. So he's committing that sin, and he's got the best doctors, he's in the best hospital. And they are monitoring him by the minute, everything. But he's eating chocolates quietly. Then how is he going to reach his destination? How is he going to get... So we also have to see that the sins that we have to give up. Faiz-e-Murshid ki ye karamat hai. This is the karamat, the honor of the Murshid, of the Shaykh. Koi Rumi hai, koi Khaqani. That you see that amongst his murids, how they have also excelled and where they have reached already. Some people became like Sheikh Maulana Jalaluddin Rumi. Some became like Sheikh Khaqani. So this is by staying in the company of the Sheikh and observing, doing what we have to do and not doing what we don't have to do. That is important, to stay away from that also. Then Allah Ta'ala makes somebody Rumi, somebody a Khaqani. Mast rakhti hai saare aalam se, dil mein lazzat darde pinhani. And a person becomes independent of all the entertainment of the world. Now he's no more interested even attending weddings, functions, all these things. Other things are out of the question. There also we can test ourselves. How much are we going to watch cricket? How much are we watching this commentary? Once a person has found the love of Allah Ta'ala, the hidden love in the heart, then this dunya becomes tasteless to him. All the things of this dunya, he doesn't attach himself to it. It becomes tasteless. Once you get the taste of Allah Ta'ala, then you the taste of this dunya, just you'll do it, but just as a necessity. Just bakar dil bayar. Your hands will be in your work, but your heart will be with Allah Ta'ala. May Allah bless us with this, that we reach that stage, inshallah. Kya halawat hai uske jeene mein? What enjoyment and sweetness is not in that person's life? Jisko milta hai jaam-e-irfani. That person who gets the drink of the recognition of Allah Ta'ala. When he finds out who Allah Ta'ala is, how great Allah Ta'ala is, the Qudrat of Allah, the mercy of Allah, the forgiveness of Allah, that all the qualities of Allah Ta'ala, how Allah is running all the affairs of the world at one and the same time, everyone from east to west, north to south. To us it looks that the manager is doing it, the government is doing it, this one is doing it, but actually, really, it is only Allah. And Allah is not only looking after the towns and the cities or the industrial areas or the commercial areas, but after the jungles and the seas and the deserts and everything. All the time Allah Ta'ala is in charge of everything. So the more a person recognizes Allah, he can't help but declaring his love for Allah Ta'ala. That Allah Ta'ala is so great, and what qualities Allah has got. And when Allah gives a person hidayat, and he gets iman in his heart, he can only make shukr to Allah. There is no one else we can make shukr to for this iman. Really, it is only from Allah Ta'ala. Meer mere dile shakasta mein jaam o meena ki hai farawani. Oh sir, in my broken heart, there is the jaam o meena, which is the title of the poem, that is the jug and the glass, there is an abundance of it. That is the wine of Allah Ta'ala is pouring into my heart all the time. That is for that person who breaks his heart for the pleasure of Allah Ta'ala. You see that woman and you think you won't see such a woman again. And you really want to look, but at that time you don't look. You don't do the wrong thing. Whether it is sports, whether it is commentary, whether it is woman, whether it is in business, a wrong deal. You buying backdoor goods, stolen goods and that. You're looking, I can make a big profit here. And nobody will even come to know of it. But for Allah's sake, you don't do it. Or for example, somebody gave you change more. They undercharged you. And for you to go back again and tell them you've made a mistake here. So these are the things that a person has to strive for. That we have to break our hearts, our desires that come, the thoughts that come to a person. And he starts enjoying those thoughts, you must remove that also. So all that a person does that, then you will get that abundance of the love of Allah Ta'ala, the love of the wine of the love of Allah Ta'ala in the heart. Rang dekho to bazme arif ka. If you want to see the colors, the true colors, then look at the gatherings of the arifs of Allah Ta'ala. Those who have recognized Allah, see their gatherings. Kaisi masti hai, kaisi jawlani. How they are enjoying themselves in their heart, that they have found Allah, that they are connected with Allah, even if it is just for that time, for that period. But you can see how they are enjoying it. Like people who are in sports, when they go and see a sports game, whichever, or the commentary, you can see that enjoyment on them. When a person, songs, music, etc., whatever it might be of this world also. When a person, for example, which is one time, Hadraji Maulana Inamul Hasan Sahib, Rahmatullah Ali, said that Bayan, first Maulana Muhammad Umar Sahib, Palanpuri, Rahmatullah Ali's Bayan took place. Then Hadraji came and he said, now all of you must be tired. They all said, yes, we are very tired. So he said, but 8 hours in the shop, on your feet all the time. For that you don't get tired. And yeah, you are sitting on a soft carpet and not standing, just sitting and just listening. 1 hour you are tired already. So when a person's inclination, then he won't get. Once I asked Maulana Mufti Ahmad Khan Puri, Damat Barakatuhum, you make so many bayans and all day travel, you don't get tired. He says, who gets tired in his hobby? When this has become your hobby, then who gets tired in that? When you're doing something else, you get tired. But what you like, so those who have got this connection with Allah, for them, you can understand, for them to make whole night ibadat, how easy it becomes. For them to keep rozas, how easy it becomes. But if you haven't got that, then just to make your faraz also is a problem. Is a big question, even your faraz is a big question. So may Allah let us reach there. That the love of Allah is filled in our hearts and we just want to please Allah Ta'ala. Rashk karte hai ahle sahil sab. The people who are on the shores, they also envy. Dekh kar mauj dil ki tughyani. When they see the waves of the storms of the seas in the heart of the lover of Allah. That they are in their comfort. They are in their beautiful houses, luxurious houses, wonderful gardens, etc. All the things of this dunya. But that person who has got the love of Allah in his heart, they also envy him. This person has got peace of mind. This person has got contentment of heart. Though we have got all the things of dunya, when a person in reality, not just in show, but in reality has got the love of Allah Ta'ala, dunya's people also envy him. And they will also stand up from their chairs and get busat in their chair. And they will also give you preference over themselves. But that is when we are genuinely Allah wala. Rind paata hai khanqao se apne imam kayf ehsani. And that person who has given up dunya, etc., and is making lot of ibadat also, everything, but in the company of the Allah wala, he finds the kayfiyat, he finds the quality of iman. Now it isn't just the making namaz as a duty, but now it becomes namaz as a pleasure. So how many people, for example, here for the Khanqa program, Ijtima is taking place in Binoni, how much tashkil you have to make, how much you have to work on that person. A friend works on his friend, and then he said, I'll come pick you up and that. He says, I haven't got bedding. He said, you don't worry, I'll arrange it for you. And that is a person who still hasn't got the taste of And then others are there 2 weeks before. They are going 3 weeks. Nobody told them also. Nobody made that tashkil. But when that is in the heart, then you find it so easy. But when it is not in the heart, then it's very, very hard. So may Allah give us that kaifiyat of the love of Allah Ta'ala. Then to get up for fajr is not a problem. To get up for tahajjud is not a problem. To control your tongue, swearing, shouting, and backbiting, all that is not a problem. Otherwise, backbiting people enjoy backbiting. And they keep on with it for so long. And who and whose don't they backbite about? But when a person has got that, then he, for example, Haji Ahmad Nahkuda Sahab, Damat Barakatum, said, one time he got very, very worried that here in Madinatul Munawwara, I am staying here, and if I do something wrong here in Madina Sharif, then it's a very, very serious matter. So anyway, I'll just complete that. He said that he slept, and he was taught this dua, Allahumma inni as'aluka min khayri ma as'aluka minhu nabiyuka Muhammadun sallallahu alayhi wa sallam wa a'udhu bika min sharri ma ista'adha minhu nabiyuka Muhammadun sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And he got up smiling. That way, by the barakat of that dua, Allah will protect a person. And how many of us who just go for umrah, just a week or a few days, but we can't observe the rites of Madinatul Munawwara. And Haji Sahib is there, and how many people are born and live there, and what respects of Madinatul Munawwara. So Makkah Sharif, Madina Sharif, a person has to show great, great respect also. Hazrat Shaykhul Hind, Maulana Qasim Nanotvi Rahmatullah Alayh, when he went to for ziyarat of Madina Sharif, way out of Madina Sharif, he took off his shoes and started walking. His khadim also took out his shoes, but he could only take a few steps, and the stones and the pebbles and the thorns and that. But when that love is there, you don't even think of the stones and the pebbles. Otherwise, you are concerned of everything else. May Allah bless us with these realities. Jab mila darde khoon hasrat se kya kahoon uska zauq-e imani. When a person got death with the blood of sorrow, khoon hasrat, when you wanted to make a guna, whatever it was, but you didn't make the guna. Now you got that, now your blood is bleeding. You didn't commit that guna. Like for example, us, there was a deal. There were tenders, you also tendered, and you missed the tender, then you can't get over it. That why didn't they accept my tender? Why didn't they want to buy a property? Why didn't they accept my offer? Whatever. We feel sorry about it. And we become remorseful. We become despondent. So like that, for a person who feels like that when he didn't break the command of Allah. You had the occasion of breaking the law of Allah Ta'ala, but you didn't, and you feel, and you, and because of that sadness, that person gets the zaqi imani, that the taste of iman that person is blessed with. Sohbat ahle dil ki barakat se, by the company of those people who have got this treasure of the love of Allah Ta'ala, dil mein akhtar hai kaise tabani, that in the heart, what great freshness, what great enjoyment there is in the heart by staying in the company of the true Allah Wala. That first person at the start becomes aware of what the love of Allah is. Otherwise we're not aware also. At the most, a person starts making 5 times namaz, he dresses according to sunnah, he feels, nah, I'm alright. But he hasn't still got the taste in his heart. So by coming here, you become aware first. And then as you work gradually and you do your work, that is our ma'amulat carrying on, we're staying away from sins, etc. Then the zaqi imani, that enjoyment comes. Then Allah, jo khud murda the, sahaba radiyallahu ta'ala anhum, who before accepting Islam were like dead, jo khud murda the, aur ke masiha ho gaye. They gave life to other people. They were dead, but now they came in a condition that they gave life to other people. So may Allah bless us with these realities, and for that reason we are gathering here all the time, and we are having all the programs, whatever effort is being made, so that this can come into our lives, inshallah.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Hazrat Wala Arif Billah Rumi Waqt Tabrir Dona Sheikh Al-Alwar Jamad Shah Hakim Muhammad Aftasam Sheikh Awal حضرت والا کا کلام اڑ گیا رنگ حسن فانی کا. جن کا نقشہ تھا کل جوانی کا ہے لقب آج نانا نانی کا. جن کا نقشہ تھا کل جوانی کا ہے لقب آج نانا نانی کا. کیسا دیکھا تا ہو گئے کیسے, کیسا دیکھا تا ہو گئے کیسے. کیا بھروسہ ہے اس جوانی کا ہے لقب آج نانا نانی کا. مل گئے خاک قبر میں کتنے, مل گئے خاک قبر میں کتنے. مل گئے خاک قبر میں کتنے. ناز تھا جن کو زندگانی کا, جن کا نقشہ تھا کل جوانی کا ہے لقب آج ناج نانا نانی کا. یہ جہاں گر گیا نگاہوں سے, یہ جہاں گر گیا نگاہوں سے. جب کھلا حال دار فانی کا, جب کھلا حال دار فانی کا. میر اب دل کو کس سے بہلائے, میر اب دل کو کس سے بہلائے. اڑ گیا رنگ حسن فانی کا, اڑ گیا رنگ حسن فانی کا. دل لگا بس خدا سے اے ظالم, دل لگا بس خدا سے اے ظالم. خوف کر موت ناگہانی کا, خوف کر موت ناگہانی کا. شیخ کامل کے فیض سے دل ہے, شیخ کامل کے فیض سے دل ہے. شیخ کامل کے فیض سے دل ہے. حامل کیف جاودانی کا, حامل کیف جاودانی کا. خاک تن کو عطا ہو ان کا غم, خاک تن کو عطا ہو ان کا غم. ہے سلا ان کی مہربانی کا، ہے سلا ان کی مہربانی کا، حال دیکھو تو اللہ والوں پر، حال دیکھو تو اللہ والوں پر، حال دیکھو تو اللہ والوں پر، مستی خمر آسمانی کا، مستی خمر آسمانی کا، سن لو قصہ زبان اختر سے، سن لو قصہ زبان اختر سے، سن لو قصہ زبان اختر سے، اس کے دل کے غم نہانی کا، ان کے دل کے غم نہانی کا، جن کا نقشہ تھا کل جوانی کا، ہے لقب آج نانا نانی کا، کیسا دیکھا تھا ہو گئے کیسے، کیا بھروسہ ہے اس جوانی کا، ہے نہ لقب آج نانا نانی کا.
We'll try to be brief here also, inshallah. Otherwise, this is also very important, and this is enough for us, for our bayan. Ur gaya rang husne fani ka, the beauty of this of youth, it has flown away. Now, how long are you going to stay a young boy, a young girl? It's going to fly away. It's husne fani, it's beauty that's going to come to an end. Jiska naksha tha kal jawani ka, that person who had the form of a young boy, a young girl, youth, etc., how beautiful they looked, how strong they were, how healthy. Eat any food, gets digested. Eat and sleep, it gets digested. But in old age, it's a complete different story. So that is what we must keep in mind. Don't just think of our present now, everything is fine. In old age, what will be? And for that reason, to visit hospitals, to visit old people, to visit sick people, we will learn a lesson. That today they are like this, tomorrow we will become like this also. Hey, laqab aaj nana nani ka. But today they have become nana and nani. And old age comes with all its baggage also. Now you have got this problem and now you have got that problem, everything. When you were young, you didn't think. We don't think further, we just think of that time when we are still young. Kaisa dekha tha, ho gaye kaise? How we saw them in their youth, and now see how they have become already. Kya bharosa hai is jawani ka? What can you depend upon this youth of yours? That don't depend on your youth. Don't think it's going to stay forever. I don't think that many people who are multi-millionaires lost everything also. Money also is gone. Health also is gone. Family is also gone. Allah save us all. So this is the condition. Mil gaye khaak qabr mein kitne? How many people are gone into the qabristan? They have been buried. Naas tha jinko zindagani ka. They had lot of, they boasted a lot of their lives. But suddenly, sometimes, very suddenly death just comes. And worst of all, a bad death comes. And then forever after that, suffering. So think about that life. That is the real life that we have to be worried about. Ye jahan gir gaya nigaahon se, this world and all its attraction and amusement, it just fell from my eyes. When? Jab khula hal dare fani ka. When I realize what this dunya's world is like. When I realize the reality that yeah, there is nobody who is really loyal to you. There is only Allah can be loyal to a person. You become his friend, he'll be loyal to you. Otherwise, people give you up here in this world. And how many the things of this dunya, how attractive, how beautiful, everything got lost. Meera Amir, ab dil ko kisse behlaye? Oh sir, now with who are you going to have a... See the old people, go and see, there is no one who sits by them. Some people with difficulty go and make their little khidmat, but after that there is no one. Now they are just sitting on their own. There is nobody with them. Now with who are you going to have your, all your... Think of that time. Prepare for that time. Ur gaya rang husne fani ka. which is the title of the poem, that this temporary beauty has flown away, your youth is gone now. Now there's nobody. Now you're sitting on your own all the time. And if somebody just gives you little food, you are lucky. If somebody gives you your medicine, before you should do everything yourself. But now you need help in everything. So think of that time. And really think of after death. That is the main thing. But even in this world which we are seeing, life after death we don't see with our eyes. But the condition of old people, we see with our eyes what it becomes. So think of that time and look after your youth. Don't destroy your youth. And what is going to happen after death, that is even a bigger story. Dil laga bas khuda se e zalim. And Hazrat refers to a zalim is that a person who is a good friend but is doing wrong things. That, oh my friend, you are my friend but you are a wrongdoer. Give your heart, khauf kar maute na kahani se, na kahani ka. Fear a sudden death, fear a bad death. Give your heart, you are a wrongdoer, you are not doing the right things, you are breaking the laws of Allah Ta'ala everywhere. But think what is going to happen when maut will come. Think in this world, till maut still, old age, sicknesses, how many people? Once in one country, the friend of ours who was running an old age home, he took me to go and see. All non-Muslim people, white people, but what condition of them? Somebody just talking to himself, somebody's head just shaking, somebody in what condition? And the world is filled with such people. And maut is not coming also. How many people are bedridden? So think about that also. So give your heart only to Allah Tabaraka Ta'ala. And fear this death, a sudden death, a bad death, may Allah save us all out of His mercy and His kindness. Nobody has got any guarantee. And if a person is, for maut comes, for example, on guna, we haven't got sunnat dressing, sunnat beard, trousers are over the ankle, or we are caught, death comes, actually in some other bad guna. What is the condition of a person? So think about that and take a lesson. Khaketan ko ata hua unka gham. This body of us which is made of sand, it got the love of Allah Ta'ala. When a person worked in that way, this useless thing, just like you made a heap of sand and now Allah made it gold. There was just a stone and Allah made it a diamond. Like that you will, what is diamond and what is gold? You are just sand also. But just connect yourself with Allah Tabaraka Ta'ala. To khaketan ko ata hua unka gham, hai sila unki meherbani ka. This is also only by the kindness of Allah, that Allah blessed you with that. May Allah, out of His kindness, accept all of us, all the Muslims. May Allah give the non-Muslims also all hidayah, jinn and man, all of them, and bless us all with that love of Allah, and take us in that love, in that eagerness. When a bride is leaving her mother's home and she's going to the husband, yes, she cries when she's leaving, but now she's happily going. So when we will leave this dunya, yeah, also the people will cry, but we Allah shows the scenes of Jannah. And the Farishta gives you the glad tidings of Jannah. And you seeing Jannah, you just want to rush there. That is also one reason, amongst the other reasons, why on the day of Qiyamah, people will forget one another. When that enjoyment of Jannah will come, they will be so eager to get there, that they'll forget other people. And on the other hand, people who are in trouble, their own troubles will be so much that they'll forget other people. So anyway, everyone is going to yoma yafirul mar'u min akhihi wa ummihi wa abihi. Everyone is going to run away. But those who are running away in the love of Jannah and looking at the beautiful scenes and the beautiful enjoyments of Jannah, may Allah make us amongst them. Other people are going to run away from the problems and be not worried of any of my own problems. Today, somebody tells you that, please, help me this. He said, I got so many problems. Where can I help you? I can't do anything for you. My own problems are so much. And I can't help you. So on Qiyamah Day, what will it be? Hal dekho to Allah walo par. If you want to see the great enjoyment, see the Allah wala. Masti khamre asmani ka. That's the intoxication of the wine which comes from the heavens. That is the love of Allah Ta'ala. Then see how they are enjoying themselves. May Allah out of His kind. These are words which we are just talking, and it is our Shaykh's words. May Allah make it a reality for all of us, and not only outwardly, but inwardly as well. Sunlo qista zubani akhtar se. Hear the story, hear what is my advice from the tongue of Akhtar, uske dil ke ghame nihani ka. The love of Allah which is hidden in his heart. Listen to this advice. May Allah give us all tawfiq, inshallah. Alhamdulillahi wa kafa. Wasalamun ala ibadihi alladhina astafa. Alhamdulillahi munshi al-khalqi min adami. ثم الصلاة على المختار في القدم مولاي صل وسلم دائما أبدا على حبيبك على رسولك خير الخلق كلهم يا رب صل وسلم دائما أبدا على بشير النذير محمدا مولاي صل وسلم دائما أبدا على طه سيد المرسلين بلغ سلامي روضة فيها النبي المحترم يا خير من دفنت بالقاء أعظمه فطاب من طيبهن القاء والأكم روح الفدا لقبر أنت ساكنه فيه العفاف وفيه الجود والكرم هو الحبيب الذي ترجى شفاعته لكل هول من الأهوال مقتحم يا رب بلغ بالمصطفى مقاصدنا واغفر لنا ما مضى يا واسع الكرم أما بعد فقد قال الله تبارك وتعالى أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم يا أيها الذين آمنوا آمنوا وقال تعالى قالت الأعراب آمنا قل لم تؤمنوا ولكن قولوا أسلمنا ولما يدخل الإيمان في قلوبكم صدق الله المولانا العظيم. As per the command of our honorable Shaykh, that we must first make muzakara of one sunnah of Hazrat Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And sunnahs have got great value. By following sunnahs, قُلْ إِن كُنْتُمْ تُحِبُّونَ اللَّهِ فَاتَّبِعُونِي يُحْبِبْكُمُ اللَّهِ. You announce and say, O Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, to the people, that if you really love Allah Ta'ala, or if you want to find the love of Allah, as we read in the Ash'ar, there are many ways. One way which Allah has prescribed, فَاتَّبِعُونِي, follow the sunnats of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. In return, يُحْبِبْكُمُ اللَّهِ, Allah is going to love you. وَيَغْفِرْ لَكُمْ ذُنُوبَكُمْ, and He will forgive your shortcomings also. But you live a life of sunnat. And not only outward sunnat. For example, one time Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam told Hazrat Anas radiallahu ta'ala anhu, most probably, if I remember correctly, that, oh Anas, when you go to sleep at night, clean your heart of malice from every person. Don't have dirt in your heart. Don't have malice, hatred, jealousy, to fight and quarrel with any person whatsoever. This is my sunnah. Follow my sunnah. So may Allah grant us that we can keep our hearts clean. Today, husband and wife, we are sleeping in one bed, sleeping next to one another, but our hearts are dirty with regard to the wife. Wife's heart is dirty with regard to us. We are brothers, and our hearts are dirty with one another. On Eid's day, at the Eidgah, or Eid Namaz place, many places, which is not correct also, but even there, brother and brother will hug one another, but with daggers in their hearts. At that time, 15th Shaban, we will phone one another, make maaf, all are making maaf, but the heart is not clean. This is also sunnah. So it's not just only the outward sunnah. To make isar and to sacrifice, this is also sunnah. To give preference to your Muslim brother, this is also sunnah. So sunnah has to come into our lives. So one great sunnah, which Hazrat Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam taught us, that when you leave your home in the morning, and whenever you leave your home, read Bismillah, Tawakkaltu ala Allah, La hawla wa la quwwata illa billah. Three simple du'as. Everyone, who of us doesn't know Bismillah? Who of us doesn't know La hawla wa la quwwata illa billah, Tawakkaltu ala Allah? We all know. But in return, Allah Ta'ala sends an farishta, an angel, who gives you three du'as in return. The first du'a he gives you, Wuqita, you got your protection for the day. Today we know you just step out of your house, you're just driving out of your driveway and you are held up. May Allah save us all. We know what is the condition. We tried lot of alarm systems and burglar proofing and burglar companies to protect us, everything. But we know burglary, the statistics are not coming down. They are going up all the time. But we didn't try the tried method, the proven method. And that is to follow sunnah of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So that farishta tells you, wuqita, you got your protection for the day. On the road, what and what is not happening. At the shops, what and what is not happening. A person, when he goes in bed, locks all his doors, and he doesn't know what can still happen at night. All the time. But if you got a less protection, and the malaika, the du'as are maqbool, 100%. They are ma'asum, they are free of any guna. So they give you this du'a, wuqita. Second, a person leaves the home because of his necessities. Whatever necessities of deen, dunya you have got, kufita, that all your work will be seen to. And today, how much we are trying to get our work done, work is not getting done. So many of our things we are trying, but it's not get. So the farishta, angel gives you a dua, your work will be seen to. And perhaps the most important, the third dua he gives you in return, hudita. You have got your hidayat for the day. And especially in our days today, hidayat and to stay on iman has become a very testing thing. Before our program now, we were having mashura, and we are about the programs to have, and one particular mashura, which we couldn't really come to a consensus also, we put it on hold, is about working with the university students. So a person who was at university and he knows that environment, he said that's a world of its own. And then somebody asked, what percentage? So he said, chalk and cheese. Eh? Those who are interested in some deen is a small fraction. Otherwise, he said, the rest are lost already. May Allah save us, our own children. Today, and whether it's your children, they are my children. My children are your children. We are all one ummah. And we are all the ummatis of one Nabi. It's all our children. Don't think of somebody else, his child, what is happening, his daughter, his son. It's our children. And we should have that love in us and that concern for the ummah. The whole ummah is, I'm responsible. I'm responsible for the whole ummah. So what is happening? And then also, only programs which are acceptable, even that small percentage, are those if you do it, a liberal program. A very open-minded program. If you go start with a orthodox method there, and you start a Khanqa program, you will just see the word Khanqa, and it will be a notice to them not to attend. And then if you have a liberal program, open, free program, you lose direction. We've got a direction in life. So difficult, you don't know where. It's in a catch-22 situation. You go there and they are not interested. You don't go there, it's your responsibility. All the whole ummah is our responsibility. The way of life there, the dressing there. One doctor who wanted to enroll his son at the university, when he went there, he says, I must pay for my son a huge amount of fees to put him into Jahannam. I can't do that. So today we know what is the condition. So hidayat today is so important, but the farishta gives you hidayat. Haji Ahmed Nakhuda Sahab, Ahmed Barakatum explained, and in order to bring this which we are so concerned about, and we only talk shop, what are we doing further? So he said that one person, Maulana Qasim Seema, Rahmatullah Ali, narrated this to him of Newcastle. He said a person, his wife, and then the daughters grew up, the children, especially the daughters, and they became very modern, very out of line. And they all aligned with the wife. And he was one side on his own. And then the position came such so much he wanted divorce. And the children told that you give us our share. And he's still living, what share they got? And when you pass away, then they got a share. You give us our share and you get out of the house. Because he was telling them all the time, TV is wrong, this is wrong, this is wrong. So he wrote to Hazratji Maulana Inamul Hasan Sahib Rahmatullah Ali. Hazratji wrote back and said, tell them that you people give me 10 minutes of your time. We have kitab reading. 23 hours, 50 minutes, I won't speak a word. You do what you want to. You want to watch TV, you want to go films, you want to go bioscopes, you want to go holidays, you want to do what you want to, you do. So he started. Then after a while again he wrote, he said, Hazrat, I don't say, I say you do what I say. And you start this. It wasn't 1 or 2 weeks, he came home, he saw they themselves threw the TV out of the house. Hey, and they changed their lives. Haji Ahmed Nakhuda Sahib, Rahmatullah Adamat Barakatuh, says that the amount of Noor Maulana Rashid Ahmed Gangohi Rahmatullah Alayhi, he says it was unbelievable. One person begged Allah Ta'ala to see what the position of Maulana Khalil Ahmed Sahib Rahmatullah Alayhi is in the Akhirah. So he saw Hazrat Maulana Khalil Ahmed Sahib on his right side, and Maulana Yahya Sahib, the father of Maulana Zakaria Sahib, on his left side. And all these people, Maulana Ilyas Rahmatullah Ali was a product first murid of Maulana Rashid Ahmed Gangohi, and then Maulana Khalil Ahmed Sahib. And then the amount of work, Maulana Khalil Ahmed, his product is Sheikh al-Hadith, Maulana Zakaria Sahib. So all that noor came to them, and it came to Hazrat Sheikh. And Hazrat Sheikh said, all this noor is in Fazail-e-Amal. So if we will read this kitab, just tell them, I won't tell you a word, you do what you want to. But just for so many instances he mentioned. One man in Saudi, who his wife also brought the TV against his wishes and death. He wanted to divorce her. He broke the TV. He told Hazratji Maulana Inamul Hasan Sahib, he told him, why you broke our usuls? Our usul of tabligh is not to break TVs. Our usul is to have ta'alim at home. So why you broke our usul? You start with ta'alim. It wasn't a long while, short while, and she changed completely. And we are all sitting with these problems. Everywhere we are sitting with these problems. So if we will start with this, all kitab reading, whether it is Fazail-e-Amal, mashallah, Allah has made it a cause of perhaps millions of people changing their lives. Or any other dini kitab, the kitabs of Maulana Thanwi Rahmatullah Alayh, what lives have been changed. The kitabs of our Shaykh, great ulama used to write to our Shaykh and said, I keep your kitab by my bedside. And I don't sleep until I don't read a good deal of it. What noor is kept in there. But today, we're sitting with the phone before we're sleeping. And what we are watching there. And before the, now it's only phone, practically. Everyone, now this message is coming, now this message, now this phone call. Now we are just sitting with that. I don't know if our duas are being read also. I don't know if we are doing our ma'amulats also. That we are not worried about. The phone has become our God today. Everything is the phone all the time. We sleep with it also all the time. So, and we are watching what and what we are watching, and we sleep in that condition. If we sleep making kitab, ta'aleem, etc., what a world of difference there will be. May Allah give us tawfiq, inshallah. So may Allah let us make amal on all the sunnahs, inshallah. The ayat-e-kareema of the Qur'an-e-Pak that I recited, the two ayats, in the one ayat Allah Ta'ala says, Ya ayyuha alladhina amanu, that translation we all know, inshallah, that O you who believe, aminu, believe. Allah is saying, you are making the believers, believers. They are believers already, but Allah is saying this. Many people say to Tabligh Jamaat, you are going to the Muslims. Go to the non-Muslims. Allah is telling the believers, you bring Iman. And many people who have got this feeling that Tabligh Jamaat, they're only knocking doors of the Muslims. Then who's going to go to the non-Muslims? So you don't have to waste your breath in complaining about them. You go to the non-Muslims. Let them do that work. That is also part of the work of deen. Somebody told Hazrat Mufti Mahmood Sahib Rahmatullah Ali, people who go for Umrah every year, they're wasting money. They can use that money for other good work. So Hazrat said, they want to go for Umrah, let them go. You use your money for the other good work. So there are more than enough fields. There isn't time to criticize one another and fault finding of one another, whether it's individuals or whether it is institutions or anything. There is so much work. We're not doing our basic work and we are looking faults with other people. So just do what we have to do. If they are doing knocking the doors of the Muslims, then let us go and knock the doors of the non-Muslims, and then see little what does tabligh entail. Go to all the places, whether it is in the black areas or the white areas, and knock the doors of the non-Muslims and give them the awat of Islam. To talk about it is very easy, but to go and knock their doors, that was the work of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alaihi wasallam, the Sahaba Kiram and radiyallahu ta'ala anhum, and what they went through. Are we prepared to go through that? Or at least some way we make that effort. Let there be somebody who does that. Maulana Abrarul Haq Sahib Rahmatullah Ali used to say that the work of tabligh is Amr bil Ma'ruf. They are commanding. There must be a jamaat of Amr bin Nahi. A jamaat that stops all the wrong things that are happening. So that also, so don't tell the tabligh people to leave your work and let them carry on with their work. And then this work you do, social welfare work. That is also important. They are doing that work. You do this work. There is so much of work to be done. So just engage yourself in some proper deeni work. And all work of deen is right and correct and is needed. We can't just say that those people, the ENTs, are wasting their time. We only need a special eye specialist. We need eye specialists also, we need ear specialists, we need ENT, we need heart, we need liver, kidney, all the specialists we need. Not only one group. Somebody says that only filling stations are important. All the cash and carries are wasting their time. You need a shoemaker also. And you need a watchmaker also. You need everyone there for things to function. So for the whole of deen also. So Allah Ta'ala says, oh you people who have brought Iman, bring Iman. What does this mean? Bring the reality of Iman. You got the name of Iman. As Allah Ta'ala says in another ayat, قَالَتِ الْأَعْرَابُ آمَنَّا. The Bedouins, and today perhaps we are not even matching with the Bedouins. And the people who are living in the jungles, in the woods, in the deserts, and they're not cultured. When they accepted Islam, they said, آمَنَّا, we have brought Iman, which is true. In one other ayat, Allah Ta'ala says that when you meet somebody and he makes salam to him, don't tell him that you're just saving your life and that you are just making salam when the mujahideen went, and that you're making salam just to save your life. That outward you don't accept his outward claim. That is reliable. When a person says, I'm a Muslim, accept him for that. He reads the kalima, accept him for that. What is in the heart? Allah knows. That is his matter with Allah Ta'ala. But outwardly. But anyway, for those people who have brought Iman, whether they are born Muslims, they are reversed, whatever the case may be, but bring the reality of Iman into you. So you have got Iman, bring this reality. So we all know, Hazrat Maulana Muhammad Umar Sahib Palanpuri Rahmatullah Ali used to say that a person heard the word that atom bomb, it kills so many people. So he started reading Wazifa of atom bomb. And the fly that was troubling him, the fly also didn't die. So he says that, what is this? They're saying that atom bomb kills so many people. Yeah, how many times I'm reading Wazifa of atom bomb? The fly also is not dying, which is in front of me. Or somebody heard that a bullet, it will kill a person. So he went and buy some bullets and he threw it at somebody. Nothing happened. So you have to use the right method. So deen also, just the picture of deen and the name of deen and the outward form of deen. Alhamdulillah, make shukr that we call ourselves Muslims. We are reciters of kalima, etc. And that we are making namaz also. All those things. We try to be in sunnah dressing also. Our woman also. That is also a lot of shukr. And there is value for that. This person will also go to Jannah. There is no doubt about it. But he'll have to, if he hasn't brought the reality of deen. He's only got the outward picture in this dunya. The outward picture also is not sufficient. You have the picture of a lion. Little children, they are asked to color in lions in their nursery school, etc. Animals, etc. So a little child takes a knife and he pokes it into the eye of the lion. He says, I'm so brave. What can the lion? Lion can't do me anything. But it's just a picture. He takes a scissor and he cuts the tail of the lion off. What can that lion do? It's a picture. So a picture of Islam is something else. And one is a lion that is in a cage, in the zoo. That lion is a real living lion. But it has also become almost like a sheep, like a tamed lion. But anyway, still it is dangerous, very dangerous. But it's in a cage. They ride there also on the cages, don't interfere with the animals, etc. But little children, somebody's throwing a stone, somebody's poking a stick. He says, I'm so brave, I'm just 2 meters away from the lion. The lion can't do me. But the lion in a jungle. And if there is one lion like that, our Shaykh Rahmatullah Ali used to say, people went to the zoo to go and see animals, and there were 2 old men walking with their walking stick, slowly, slowly plodding along. Announcement was made over the microphone speaker that one lion is out of its cage, and everyone see to his own safety. He said they ran so fast, before anyone else, they were the first people out of the zoo. Just now they were so, because your life is dear to you. At that time they ran out. So the real lion, what it will do, that is what today a shepherd had caught a cub, baby lion. He brought it home and he made it drink milk like the sheep, grass eating and faded grass, etc. And it grew up with the sheep. And now it was living with the sheep, a lion living with sheep in one den, in one kraal. So one day a real lion came past there and he saw what's happening here. That a lion and sheep, and he's not even eating them. He was to finish them up in one day, in one meal, and he's not eating them. What's wrong? So he told him, my brother, he says, you're not my brother. He says, these are my brothers. I grew up with them. So he said, he's very, very sick. He needs ICU treatment. Because he has lost his identity also. He doesn't know who his brothers are also. So he told him, come with me. He took him down by the river and he said, look in the water and see, do you look like me or you look like that stupid sheep? He said, no, I look like you. Then that lion of the jungle roared, the roar of a lion. He said, you also try. He was a lion, but it was all covered up over the years that he stayed with the sheep. When he roared, and now he realized he got his identity back. Now when he goes back, not one sheep will be left. He'll eat them all. So just like that, today we are living with the non-believers and we have forgotten our identity. We forgot who is Khalid ibn Walid radiallahu anhu. We forgot who was Umar ibn al-Khattab radiallahu anhu. We forgot who was Abu Bakr Siddiq radiallahu anhu. Today we are also, he's got so many businesses, I must have so many. He's he's got so many millions, I must have so many. He's got so many degrees, I must have so many degrees. All these dunya things today, we've forgotten our language. Language of Iman, your work will be done with Salatul Hajjah. You got a problem, make istikhara. Make Salatul Hajjah. Turn to 2 o'clock in the morning, turn to Allah Ta'ala. Those things we have forgotten. Now what is our language? That person got connection. That person you can just bribe him. That's also our language, a Muslim's language. That your police stop you on the road for speeding, anything. You just give him your ID and put a 100 rand inside or 200 rand inside. Or your driver's license, you give it to him. Our language has become that today. So this is that reality has to come. Not just the picture of a Muslim. Today, Haji Bhai Padia, Rahmatullah, used to say, people don't want to hear about Islam now. They want to see Islam. Maulana Arshad Madani, Rahmatullah, Damat Barakatum was here. He said, our jihad of today is not on the battlefield. It is to show good character and kindness towards the non-Muslims. To show what Islam. And he explained that when Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam made hijrat and came to Madinatul Munawwara, the people of Medina, especially the Jewish people, they were very apprehensive that what kind is going to be the ruler, what kind of, we all, when a new ruler comes, what are his plans, what are his ideas. So they were also concerned. So, but the first talk Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, Afshaw Salaam. Spread the salam, peace, spread peace. And when Abdullah ibn Salam radiallahu ta'ala anhu was a rabbi of the Jews, when he saw, he also, I wanted to hear what was the opening speech of the president. What is this opening? He saw his message is of peace. Sallu wa nasu niyam. Read your namaz when people are sleeping. Make dua for the people. Make dua for the whole ummah, for the whole mankind, for the animals, for the whole world. All of Allah's creation. All of Allah's creation. One muhaddith, he was writing his hadith. And in those days, the bamboo pen and the ink pot that you used. So there was a drop of ink on his pen, and a fly came and drank the ink. So he didn't write. He waited till the fly finishes its drinking. Then he, after the fly flew away, he carried on. On that Allah forgave him. That he thought of a fly. And we know that famous story of that lady who was an evil lady. But when she just gave water to a dog, how Allah forgave her on that. Everything of hers was forgiven. So these are the qualities that just not talking about Islam. Loving Islam. Our deals that we make with people. Our agreements that we make, our language that we use. And forget non-Muslims today in our own homes. What kind of language we use, how our deals are, how our contact is within the family. And then what are we talking about non-Muslims, and what impression they going to get. That is why today, and also Allah's system works, that how our actions are, Allah brings conditions like that. Colonel Amiruddin, Rahmatullah Alayh, he was a strong Jamaat worker. He went to Egypt one time and he saw the Imam that made the namaz. All Egyptians, by nature, Allah has blessed them with beautiful Quran Sharif. They read beautiful Quran Sharif. But he was impressed that this Imam had a full sunnat beard, which is scarce, which you don't find simply. So he wanted to meet him, that he was impressed with him. When he went to his room, he said, I want to meet the Imam. He said, I'm the Imam. He said, no, the Imam who made the namaz now. He said, I'm that Imam. He said, no, the Imam with the beard. And this is not something to laugh about, but something to cry about. He said, there's the beard, hanging as a wig on the wall. So when we make a mockery out of the sunnah like that, Allah then makes as a punishment, imposes laws against us. That government officials are not allowed to keep beard, for example. Or they discourage the beard. It is our own actions. So may Allah Ta'ala let us understand this and we correct ourselves. One person, he wanted a lion to be tattooed on his hand, which is haram. I'm just giving an example. So the person who tattoos came with his needle to start tattooing. So he pricked him, he jumped, he shouted it for paining. So he says, what are you doing? He said, I'm making the tail of the lion. He said, it's too painful. You can't have a lion, without a tail. Who say it can't be a lion? So he said, okay, we'll leave out, we won't make the tail. He pricked him again. What are you doing? It's painful. He jumped again. He said, I'm making the ear of the lion. So he said, you can't have a lion without an ear also. The other ear also not have it. Then what are you going to have? Today we say, for example, you don't keep a beard, sunnat beard, that I can still be a Muslim. Which Mufti will give a fatwa that you're not a Muslim if you don't keep a beard? I'm still a Muslim. Fajr we don't want to get up. I'm still a Muslim even if I don't get up for Fajr. I don't go for Jamaat namaz. I'm still a Muslim. Who will give a fatwa that if you don't make Fajr namaz, you don't deny it also. But you don't make. So everything is painful for us. Then what lion are you going to get? What Muslim are you going to get? But unfortunately, that has become our condition. So Allah is saying, Ya ayyuhalladhina amanu, aminu. Those who are calling yourselves the believers, bring the reality of Iman, your akhlaq, your character. And this is distributed over five basic fields. First is, most important, our aqaid must be correct. May Allah Ta'ala, mashallah, Maulana Musa Qaji has prepared a wonderful kitab which we read out in our Islahi programs from there. And during the month of Ramadan, in the Atikaf, we completed. Complete those kitabs. Our aqaid today is the most important. And today aqaid is being polluted in the name of Islam. Today what wrong beliefs are coming into the Muslims in the name of Islam. And to safeguard oneself has become so difficult. How many good people are, for example, on a Shia group on the phone? And that messages they send, which the answers have been given to the Barelvis, the answers have been given years and years ago, and over, but the person who doesn't know, he gets that one message, he is not aware of Islam and the history and what happened, he sees, then he gets a doubt. No, we are in the wrong. These people are right. And they present it in that way. And they present it with such conviction. And the minute a doubt is created in the heart, you're almost a total goner already. But we today, we are liberal, open-minded. Now, even with the Salafis, their messages also, and the way they will also, this is the hadith of Bukhari Sharif. This is the ayat of the Quran, but you haven't understood it correctly. And our ulama, then people go to this extent and say, must we, good Muslims, they say, must we only listen to Deobandi ulama? We mustn't listen to the other people. I've got a mind of my own. I can make up my own mind. Today is such a dangerous, so aqaid have to be corrected. And after that, our amal, our ibadat must be corrected. Today our outward form of namaz is still so deficient still. For example, we have to lift our hands when we start namaz and lift it till here and touch the lobes is preferable. But how many? Just like this. Just like this. Witr namaz. When you start your third rakat witr, you read your dua qunut, then also you lift your hands, and that also not from here, just like this. But you have to lift it full, and your palm must face the qibla. But it doesn't get done. Legs must face the qibla. And usually how many of us stand with our legs broad apart? And then you have one leg is facing east, one is facing west. You and four fingers apart. One time, famous alim, he was under the tarbiyat of Hazrat Maulana Masihullah Sahib Rahmatullah Ali. He was making namaz, and Hazrat Ji came and put his four fingers between his legs. Like that we think it's four fingers, but it's not four fingers. Then he made him come closer, and both legs mustn't face east and west. They must face properly to the front. But this outward form, then where is the inward form of namaz? Where is our concentration? Where is our devotion? What do we think about in namaz also? Whereas Ahlullah, out of namaz, they are in namaz. Connection with Allah Ta'ala. While we are in namaz, we are out of namaz. In namaz also, and sometimes what evil thoughts come in namaz also. So, ya ayyuhalladhina amanu, aminu. Bring these realities into us. When these realities came, when there was a need to spend for the sake of Islam, Hazrat Sayyidina Abu Bakr radiallahu ta'ala anhu gave everything. And that time Hazrat Umar radiallahu ta'ala anhu thought, I will outdo her. Today I will beat Hazrat Abu Bakr radiallahu ta'ala. Hazrat Umar radiallahu ta'ala anhu once said, I'm prepared to give my whole life's amal for one night's ibadat of Hazrat Abu Bakr. What was his position? So then in the majlis, Hazrat Umar brought half of what he had, which was in quantity more than what Hazrat Abu Bakr radiallahu ta'ala. But in quality, Hazrat Abu Bakr gave everything. In quantity it was less, but in quality he gave 100%. Hazrat Umar radiallahu ta'ala anhu gave 50%. So there was a majlis taking place, and Hazrat Abu Bakr radiallahu ta'ala, he has given everything, torn and tattered little jubba he had on, patched and torn and tattered, and with thorns he had no buttons also, with thorns he had buttoned that little jubba of his. And Hazrat Jibreel alayhi salatu wasalam came and told Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wasallam that ask Abu Bakr, Allah Ta'ala is asking him, is he happy with Allah in this condition that he gave everything for Allah, or is he unhappy with Allah? Hazrat, Allahu Akbar. Today for us to part with a few rands, it's so hard. Allah make us maaf. The stinginess that we have got in us, and that we haven't got trust on Allah Ta'ala, that I have to save up for the future. Allah make us maaf. Whether it's a poor person, a rich person, money today is in our heart. Yeah, he gave everything. So then he said, how can I ever be unhappy with my Rabb? I'm happy with my Allah. Then he said, Allah conveys his salams to Hazrat Abu Bakr. Allahu Akbar. If these were not farishtas and superior than farishtas, then who were they? So this was that iman when it comes into us. That la takhsha anfiq ya Bilal, wa la takhsha min zil arshi iqlala. Or kama qala alayhi sallam, oh Bilal, spend. Nabi sallallahu alayhi sallam should take loans to spend on the needy people. Today we'll tell you, gone off your rock or head or what. Taking loans to spend on the needy people. And when Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, you spend, don't worry. And when sometimes it happened, he took loan from a Jewish person. And the time came they had to pay. And tomorrow morning, Hazrat Bilal said, "Oh Nabi, we haven't got any money. I think I will just go out of Medina Sharifa. I have to face this person." Hazrat Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, "Meet me in Fajr." Fajr, he said, "We are glad tidings, Abu Bakr. The king of one place has sent all these camels laden with gold for me. Go and pay him back and sort out all the debt." Where have we got that? That is what we have to work for. On one time, Allah Ta'ala revealed the ayat, "Man zalladhi yuqridu Allah qardan hasana." Who is it who will give a beautiful loan to Allah Ta'ala? Allah doesn't need a loan. Allah is the giver of everything. His treasures never ever diminish in any way. But who will spend in the path of Allah? And that Allah must reward you. Like a loan, normally, na'uzubillah, what interest it is, you will go and pay you 15% extra, 10%, 20%, which is haram. But Allah gives not 15 and 20%, up to 700%. And wallahu yudha'ifu liman yasha. And Allah increases for whomsoever. How lot your jazba? Inna Allah basirun bil ibad. Allah knows what is in your heart. What jazba, what feeling you gave in the path of Allah. Allah knows it. So a person who gives like that, Allah is watching. So Hazrat Abu Dahda radiyallahu ta'ala anhu was in the majlis. So he said, "Oh Allah's Rasul, Allah is asking us for a loan." He said, "Yes." So he said, "Give me your hand." How we make bayat? He gave the hand, he put his hand on top. He says, "My farm I got, which had 600 khajur trees." A big farm, 600 khajur trees. And he had a dwelling, they were living on that farm also. "All of that I give it in the name of Allah Ta'ala." And then he went home and he did not enter his farm. From outside, because now I have given it away, it's not mine now. From outside he called out, "Oh Umme Dahda," his wife, "that I have given this in the path of Allah Ta'ala, you come out with the children now." She said, "Subhanallah Abu Dahda, you have done a wonderful transaction." Her mind also was made, what an asset they had, what a prime asset. He gave it away, he sent it away to Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, said, "Oh Abu Dahda, the ni'mat of Jannat, what I see, what Allah is going to give you." This is that amanu, aminu. That reality has to come into us. I am most in need of it. And we are all terribly in need of it. And we have to make this effort until not. And if we make this effort, inshallah, continuously, even if we don't reach there, Allah in His kindness, we have it in our heart that, "Ya Allah, I have accepted Iman in Islam. And you make effort. You have your intention also, you make your effort also in that way. And then, inshallah, before maut, Allah will bless you with that. And He will take you with that type of iman which He wants from us. But you must be in that effort. Today also, if we go and see, Jamaat brothers ask for 3 days a month for one guest, we can't give that time. For shops, we can give 8 hours, we can give 10 hours. For Khanka, our mashura we were having, too many programs. We can't manage so many programs. But for our business, all the time is there. For family, people go for weddings from where to where. Family invitation. I have to attend. I have to show face there. And I have to be there. But for deen's sake, unfortunately. May Allah Ta'ala bring the reality into us and that we don't become obstacles in the work of deen. And that Allah Ta'ala accepts us for deen. May Allah bless us with all these realities, inshallah. Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen. Wanted to become bad, inshallah. We will see to it, inshallah. Next time, inshallah. الحمد لله رب العالمين والصلاة والسلام على أشرف الأنبياء والمرسلين سيدنا محمد وعلى آله وصحبه أجمعين. Oh Allah, make us genuine and true Muslims, oh Allah. Oh Allah, we admit we are Muslims only by name. We are Muslims only in picture form. Reality of Iman hasn't come into us. And only you can give it to us, oh Allah. We are crying to you and we are begging you, oh Allah. Grant us and make us those true mu'mineen, oh Allah. Which you speak of in the Quran Sharif, inna al-muslimeen wal-muslimat, wal-mu'mineen wal-mu'minat. Make us with that reality, oh Allah. Which you speak of, oh Allah, رجال لا تلهيهم تجارة ولا بيع عن ذكر الله. وإقام الصلاة وإيتاء الزكاة يخافون يوما تتقلب فيه القلوب والأبصار. When hearts and eyes balls will turn around on the day of Qiyamah, they fear that day. Today we are fearing of our material things. We are fearing crooks and robbers. We are fearing the taxman. But we don't fear you, O Allah. We don't fear the qabr, O Allah. We don't fear Malakul Maut when he's going to come. O Allah, please, you have mercy on us. Grant us this reality. We cannot do it on our own, O Allah. Only when your fazal, kaam banta hai fazal se akhtar, fazal ka asra lagai hue hai. You help us. You be our guide. You turn our hearts, O Allah. You are muqallib al-qulub. You are musarrif al-qulub. We beg you, O Allah, in this gathering of small little children, old people with white beards, kuffaz and ulama, in this mubarak gathering, we are begging you, you bless us with these realities. Please, my Allah, please, Allah, bring it quickly into us. Turn our hearts towards you, towards deen, towards akhirat. Let us become true ambassadors of Islam and the true ambassadors of Rasul sallallahu alayhi wasallam. Today, O Allah, when we are presenting ourselves in front of Rauza and Mubarak, is an ambassador returning from his country to headquarters. And we are what report we are giving, what our outward form, what report we are giving. O Allah, forgive us, O Allah, guide us, be kind to us, O Allah. In this dunya we have to still live till our mort, and what halat of dunya they are. Then Malakul Maut is going to come in front of us, and we are going to be given the glad tidings of Jannat. And O Allah, please save each one, everyone on the surface of the earth from the bad news that you are going to Jahannam. Save us from that, O Allah. Then it's going to be the life of the qabr. Oh, you only know how long that life, whether it's going to be a life with the beautiful and cool air of Jannat, or whether the fire of Jahannam is going to be burning in their qabr. Then will be the day of Qiyamah, a day of 50,000 years long, O Allah. We'll have to cross full Sirat, O Allah. We will be having to face you, O Allah. Our amal will be given to us. Our face will show what we had done in this world, O Allah. O Allah, make our private lives correspond to our public life, and make our outside good, and make our inside even better, O Allah. O Allah, grant us every goodness, save us from every evil. Whoever is ill, give them shifa, O Allah. Whoever have got problems, remove their problems, O Allah. Financial problems, domestic problems, court cases, whatever they may be, remove all the problems, O Allah, of all the people. O Allah, make our fikr one fikr, the fikr of akhirat. Then you take care of all our fikr of dunya. But we are making one fikr of dunya our major fikr. And then you don't assist, and without your assistance, we cannot move an inch in front, O Allah. Be kind to us, bless us, O Allah. Be on our side, please, O Allah. Kullana waj'alna laka, kullana wa la takun alayna. O Allah, be with us, guide us, and give us your guiding hand, O Allah. Rabbana taqabbal minna, innaka antas samiul alim. وتب علينا يا مولانا إنك أنت التواب الرحيم وصلى الله تعالى على خير خلقه سيدنا محمد وعلى آله وصحبه وبارك وسلم سبحان ربك رب العزة.
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. Just a few announcements. Inshallah, the next monthly majlis will be in 3 weeks time, the 22nd, 23rd and 24th of Jamad al-Ukhra, which is the 1st, 2nd and 3rd of April. So in 3 weeks time, inshallah, will be our next monthly majlis. And then, inshallah, it has been brought 1 week earlier. Normally, this is the first Islamic week of the month, but this is one week earlier. Then the Johannesburg Islahi Jalsa will be on the 14th and 15th of Rajab, which is the 22nd and 23rd of April, 22nd of Jummah and 23rd Saturday, inshallah, till the evening. From after Asr till Maghrib, we'll be having Am Jalsa in Johannesburg. And inshallah, we've got an intention, but the Wisdom Mashwara will be made, whether we must have our youth Islahi Jalsa together with this, and we'll have to make some fikr and concern regarding this. Inshallah, within the following week, we will put it up on the website, and we humbly request the brothers, especially from Johannesburg, to help and assist us, if we're having the program for the youth especially. And generally, we will be having the Islahi Jalsa there, but inshallah, we need the brothers to help and assist us to make effort for it. And then on the 13, 14 and 15, 6, 7 and 8 of Shaban, that is 13, 14 and 15th of May, we'll be having a Islahi Jalsa in Newcastle for the Natal area. So this will be in the 6th, 7th and 8th of Shaban, which is the 13th, 14th and 15th of May. We should also make effort for that, inshallah. And we should all try to make ourselves available and to come for the program. SubhanAllah, bihamdihi.
Chief, jawab to Adhan is very important. Eh?
Whoever has any contact with students, or any fikr for students, they have, inshallah, after the Azhar Salah, they can please meet us. Jazakallah.